friends this year should be a special schus for Rebbe Hershey Yonasan ben Rebbe Mordechai Ephraim, for Shendi Malka Bas Chana, Rivka Esther Bas Eliyahu Tzvi, Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yideihem. It says in the pasuk Bizos HaBracha, Tumecha Ulevi Amar, Tumecha V'urecha Le'ish Chasidecha. And to Levi he said, the Tumim and Urim, like the Urim V'Tumim, to your man of righteousness. Rashi said, who are we talking to? We're talking to the Shechina, Klapi Shechina Amru. To the Shechina it says, Tumecha V'urecha Le'ish Chasidecha. So this is obviously a very Peledik Rashi, because according to Pshat, it was said to Levi. To Levi, we said, Levi is the Shevet of the Kohanim. We say, your Tumim and your Urim are to the man of Chesed. And the Gra explains that the Seder is Hafuch. Tumecha V'urecha, instead of Urim, Urecha V'tumecha, is what forced Rashi to say that we're talking to the Shechina and not to Levi. So we're talking to the Shechina and we said, Ule Levi Yomar Tumecha V'urecha. So, the Gra is very sussing as well. What's Pshat? That because we're talking to, because it says Tumecha V'urecha, Rashi had to, in the opposite order, instead of Urecha V'tumecha, Rashi had to say that we're talking to the Shechina. What does this mean? So, Rav Huttner, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Pachat Yitzchak, Ma'amari Pachat Yitzchak on Sukkos, Ma'amar Lamed Gimel, fifth night of Sukkos, explains this as follows. From all the Begadim of Aaron, we only find Urim V'tumim in this bracha, and we have to understand what's special about Urim V'tumim that it was mentioned in this bracha here. Also, we have in the Yud Gimel Midos, the Mid of Emes, Rashi says, Ne'eman L'Shalim Schar. Now whenever it says, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Rashi says, Ne'eman L'Shalim Schar V'Ne'eman L'Para. God is faithful to give schar, and God is also faithful to exact punishment. But Midbar Tes Vav Memalef, Shemot Vav Beis, and look there in Rashi, Pasuk Tes. So, Rashi puts the two together. Ne'eman L'Shalim Schar, God's faithful to give reward, and God is also faithful to punish. But here, Rashi says, no. Just schar, emes is that God is ne'eman l'shalim schar. What happened to the onish? And the Maimer Chazal that Shuva kadma le'olam, the Maharal explains in the Nesiva Tshuva Perek Dalet that this means that the Metzias HaTshuva was included in the blueprint of the world. Estakel b'raisa b'ra alma, the Seder Olam is mechayev, that there has to be Tshuva. In order to exhaust the depths of this matter, in order to plumb the depths, we will start with the Maharal, who writes about the fact that Noach was permitted to eat meat that was forbidden to Adam HaRishon, because Noach is better than Adam. He had a maila over Adam. It says Noach Isha Adama. He was Gover Al HaAdama. He was more, he prevailed over the earth, and therefore it was permitted to him to eat meat. While with respect to Adam, it says, Min ha'adama, v'lo baal ha'adama. He's from the earth. So man prevailed, Noach prevailed over the earth, so he can eat flesh, he can eat meat. But Adam is on a lower level, kaviyachal. He's min ha'adama, he's not baal ha'adama. V'advarim avhilim, this is shaking, shocking and shaking. That Noach should be better than Adam, even before the sin. How can that be? So, we will begin to understand this through a Pashat HaMashal. If one person has millions and millions of dollars, and another person only has 18 cents, Kiminyan Chai, 18 pennies. On one hand, the person with more money is obviously preferable. On the other hand, if the first one doesn't have insurance, and the Ani does have insurance, so you can say that there's some level of preference of the Ani over the Ashir. At least the Ani is insured, the Ashir isn't. Adam HaRishon, with all of his otzos, with all of his skulas, all we hear by him is one haftacha. All we don't hear by Adam even one Havtacha. Not that there's one Havtacha, there's not even one Havtacha. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say about Adam, Vayinachem Hashem ki asa asa Adam. God regretted that he made man. Noach, we find the Havtacha, Yom v'layla lo yishposu. So Adam doesn't have insurance. God can regret making Adam and wipe everybody out. Noach has insurance. Yom v'layla lo yishbosu. Lo seifod lahakos is kol chai kasher asisi. I'm no longer going to bring a mabul. There's always going to be day and night. So you're right, Adam isn't the same level as Noach, but at least he has insurance. Now every tshuva brings with it a promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made in a person who does tshuva that he's never going to do this sin again, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva. So we also find this in this Zman HaMabul, that the world came to a place of Kilkul and Hashchasa. After the Mabul, Bris and Havtacha was given to Noach like a chisun. Like the shot that the doctor gives you to make sure that you don't get this illness. It's called, in medical terms, vaccine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Noach the vaccine. There's no longer going to be another Mabul, never going to be a Mabul again. Vayarach Hashem Yisraelcha Nichoach. Now this tikkun is only coming after the kilkul, because you're not makdim peronis, you don't want to mention sin. But once there's already sin, you can say, alright, this punishment's never going to happen again. And also the mitzias of tshuva is also muftach. It has to be a seed in Yisrael lasses tshuva, like it says in Bemidbar Rabba Sof Parsha Zayin. Shafta Hashem Elokecha. And it was explained in Pachad Yitzchak that normally first we assume something can happen, it's a possibility, and then we say that not only can it happen, it must happen. But then in Tshuva, it's punkt verkehrt. We don't understand Tshuva to say that not only is Tshuva possible, but it's necessary. Because there has to be Tshuva at the end of days, therefore it's possible today as well. We had a shir on this, Pachad Yitzchak Rosh Hashanah, Maimer Ches. Because there has to be tshuva at the end of days, that tips the scales to enable us even today to do tshuva, that we have no bechira. Normally we have complete bechira, but for tshuva, part of our bechira is taken away because it has to be at the end of days, and therefore it tips us the scales in the favor of doing tshuva even today. And that's the union of tshuva kadma le'olam. That tshuva is part of the Seder HaBriya. That tshuva is a hechreach. Tshuva is part and parcel of creation. Tshuva is an absolute necessity. Tshuva must come at the end of days. And therefore tshuva is possible as well today. However, lifnei acheit, even though tshuva preceded the world and it was included in the Seder B'riyas HaOlam, nevertheless, you couldn't talk about a haftacha to Adam HaRishon, because you don't want to be makdim peronos. You don't already want to talk about sin and punishment and what's going to be. You don't even want to talk about the possibility of sin. That if you sin, then don't worry about it. You're not going to destroy you. We don't want to talk about the possibility of sin. So even though it's better when man has a promise, it's better when man has a covenant, but this wasn't possible with Adam HaRishon. Only after the sin, then Noach could be guaranteed. That's the preference of Noach over Adam. Because by Adam you couldn't mention sin. So you're right, tshuva was part of the world, but ain't makdim in peronis. Once tshuva was the sin was already brought into the world, now you can also talk about tshuva. So therefore Noach was told, alright, you're going to sin, but don't worry about it. Even though you're going to sin, I'm going to still give you a guarantee that I'm not going to destroy you. By Adam, God couldn't say, I'm going to give you a guarantee that I'm not going to destroy you if you sin, because then he'd be mentioning sin. We don't want to mention sin before it actually happens. So you're right, there was this notion of tshuva in the world even before Adam's sin. We didn't want to talk about it. Now that Adam sinned, now by Noach, we can mention it. Noach, Adam sinned, and then Noach's time they sinned. The world was destroyed. So now we could talk about Tikkun by Noach. That it's never gonna, God is never gonna destroy the earth again. Now the word MS has two understandings. We'll start from the other side of truth. We have Sheker, that means that it's not, doesn't properly describe the reality. And then you have Kazav. Kazav is something that starts but stops. Like Mayan Shenifsiku Meimov. It stops. Like we find by Mikvos, Mayanos HaMechazvin. It flows but it stops. And this is from the Pasuk Al Techazev B'Shifchascha that the Shinami says. But there, it wasn't an inyan of Sheker. Rather, there was a bracha given to a, for a child. She was saying she doesn't want the bracha to stop. The child should die, but the child died. So that's a kazav. So in the opposite of emes, you have Sheker, which isn't finished, doesn't describe the mitzias. And you have kazav, which is something that starts but stops. So emes also could be understood in two ways. Mat'im l'mitzias, and doesn't stop. And we should know that the emes of the Yud Gimel Midos is in the second way of understanding emes. In other words, vados al kaparas and shel Yisrael, that we are going to receive kapara and it's not going to stop through a gzera of kloya of being destroyed. And we already saw earlier that there's a certain naila when a person has a promise, he has insurance. And all of this comes the midah of emes. And all of this comes the midah of emes. There's this promise that it's not going to stop, the kapara is not going to stop. And that's why Rashi limited the definition of the word emes in the Yud Gimel Midos to schar, because schar is something that just keeps going. Onesh has a hefsek and a bittel. So Rashi didn't want to say in the midah of emes that God is faithful to reward and God is faithful to punish. It's nishgerecht, it's not true. Because the MS means it's never going to stop. And you can't say that about Onesh, because Onesh is going to stop. So in other contexts, Rashi can say, God's going to do both. But when talking about MS, it has to be one. Which one? Just Schar, not Onesh. Because Schar continues, Onesh doesn't. We have a bris, Krusa. We have a covenant on the 13 Midos that they're not Chozer Reikam. This Breirus is Mishtayich B'Yoser L'Midas Emes. This clarity, this certainty that the Yud Gimel Midos are not Chozer Reikam is most appropriate for Emes. Bris in general, gives us a certainty that our tefillos are going to be accepted. Bris Krusa on the Yud Gimel Midos, that they're not going to go back empty. And Emes specifically gives Vados that our Kiyum is going to continue. The Klal is that the Inyan of Vados is Shayach very specifically to the Seder Hatshuva, because the Koach Hatshuva reaches the Vados Shelo Yashuv Lecheto Leolam. The Koach of Tshuva ensures us that we're not going to return to this sin. That's a certain Vados. When a person does true Tshuva, it says in the Rambam, that he's never going to do this sin, because there's something absolute about proper tshuva. And And like we said before, tshuva preceded the world, because tshuva is part of the Seder HaOlam. Tshuva is a hechreach. Tshuva has to be. And when a person does tshuva, it's not going to be a temporary tshuva. It's a tshuva that continues. With respect to the kapara of the Maisa HaEgel, we find the shutfas between Moshe and Aaron. Moshe brought down the Luchas Shnias, that's Torah, and Aaron Bavoda, the Avoda of Yom Kippur. It's important to note that when we compare Moshe and Aaron, when we equate Moshe and Aaron, we are only talking about a certain inyan, like Pius for the Maisa Egel. But with respect to Torah, Moshe is the Rebbe, and Aaron is the Talmud. When we mention Yushbizin in the Sukkah, mitzad the Rav, Moshe should be before the Avos, because when you give back an Aveda, first you give back the Aveda of your Rebbe, and then the Aveda of your father. Ube'emes, mitzad Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is number one. So we're not talking about Torah over here. Biyaso shel Moshe in the Yushbizin is spoken about, is mentioned regarding his chelek in the kapar of the Chet HaEgel. That's what Sukkah is about, the chazar of the Anani HaKavod. And when we're talking about the Kapar of the Chet HaEgel, there we have an equality between Moshe and Aaron. This shmuz of Tumecha v'urecha v'ish chasidecha was said on Sukkot. So we're talking about the Yushbizim. That's where Aaron and Moshe fit in over here. Now this shutfus in the Chet of the Maisa Egel, out of parentheses, is so deeply rooted, so fundamental, to the point that Moshe is even mishtatev the Tchum HaTfilah. Moshe Rabbeinu davened. Moshe Rabbeinu's midah was usually Torah. You hear Moshe Rabbeinu daven. Tfilah l'Moshe Isha Elokim Toshe Venosh Adako. Person returns until he's so low. That's a tfilah of tshuva. So Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Tchum of the Avodah. Moshe Rabbeinu davened so hard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive the Jews. So we have this equality between Moshe and Aaron when it comes to the Chet HaEgel. And Aaron went into the Tchum of Torah. Just like Moshe went into the Tchum of Tefillah, Aaron went into the Tchum of Torah. Because he was the Mechaper, and he's Oved Bevigdei Kehuna of the Urim V'Tumim. And that's a dogma of Madregas HaTorah. Because you ask and you receive an answer. And not only that, the Kaparas HaEgel, you see the equality of Moshe and Aaron. Through Moshe, we have this new tefillah of tshuva, Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, that's unique in that they never come back empty. So too, this shkilus was mechayev that Aaron should be zocha to the Urim Bitumen. That even though there's nevuah v'chlal, the Urim Bitumen is unique in that we're guaranteed that the gzeir is never chozer reikam. A nevuah l'ra'ah can be chozer reikam, but by the Urim V'Tumim, whatever the Urim V'Tumim says, it's an absolute that it's going to happen. So you see this equality, Moshe Yud Gil Mis Rachamim, that Einan Chozes Reikam, and Aaron was given the Urim V'Tumim, that whatever the Urim V'Tumim say is going to happen. What does it mean, Tumim? So the Gemara says, Yuma 73b, Shemashlimim Estivrehem, whatever they say is going to happen. So now we get back to where we started. The bracha of Levi, that's praising his chelek in the esek of the Chet HaEgel, that he didn't take part, and then afterwards they killed the sinners. Omer l'aviv u'l'imo lo reciv, etc. So we mention Aaron, who is the Mechaber and the Cheder Egel, Dafka biyachas la'urim v'tumim, Dafka in relationship to the Urim v'tumim. Tumecha v'urecha le'ish chasidecha. Because the Urim v'tumim are b'miyuchad shayach to the Kaparas HaTshuva. Because Tshuva is an absolute. The Urim v'tumim is also an absolute. So Aaron, who was mechaper for the Chet HaEgel, so we want to mention Dafka in Bekesher in relationship to Aaron, the Urim v'tumim, because the Urim v'tumim is shayach to Kaparas HaTshuva. The Tefila and Tshuva, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, that's promised that it's not going to be Chozer Reikam, and the Urim v'tumim of Aaron is also not Chozer Reikam. So first we have Urim, and then we have Tumim. That's chronological. First, we ask, and it shines. The letters shine. They give us the answer. That's the Urim. And Nachdem, we have the Kiyum Hadvarim. She'enam Chozrim Reikam, Tumim. We have the Kiyum, that it's not going to come back empty. That's the Tumim. That's Mashlimim Divrehim. So that all is as from the perspective of man. First it shines, and then we know that it's going to happen. But b'shor she'hadvarim, first we have the necessity of lo lachzor reikam. First we know that it has to be answered. And just like tshuva, first we have the hechreach, and then we have the efsharis of tshuva. And like we said before, tshuva kadma li'olam. Tshuva is part of the Seder Olam. Tshuva is a necessity at Achrus Hayamim, and therefore it's also a possibility today. We start off with necessity. We end up with a possibility, because tshuva is part and parcel of the Seder Olam. The Olam needs tshuva. So to Urim V'tumim, which relates to Aaron, who did the tshuva for the Chet HaEgel, who's the Mechaber for the Chet HaEgel, that also relates to tshuva in this way. It's the same process. First, you have to have the hechreach. It has to be answered. And then you have the possibility that it can answer. So first you have tumecha, mashlimim divrehem. It's absolutely going to happen from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's the possibility that it will happen. V'urecha. And then it will shine. So now it's so beautiful, Hafle Vafela, that it's going to be very difficult not to dance. Rashi says, Tumecha v'urecha is talking to the Shechina, Klape Shechina. And we said, but it says Ulelevi Omar. So the Gra explained, no, because it says it out of order. Since it says first Tumecha, and then it says Urecha, it must be talking to the Shechina. We didn't understand what that meant, but now we understand very well, because we're looking at the Urim V'tumim from the perspective of the Shechina. And for the perspective of the Shechina, first, it's a necessity. It has to happen, whatever the Urim V'tumim say. And then it's a possibility. Then it could do what it's supposed to do. Then it could give you an answer. It could shine. The letters could shine and give you the answer. Therefore, when we're praising Aaron in his chelek in the chet of the chet ha'egel, how Shevet Levi was so special during the chet ha'egel that they didn't take part and that they removed the sinners from our midst. So we praise him dafka with the Urim V'tumim, because Aaron is the mechaper and kapara is the world of tshuva, is absolute necessity. And so to Urim V'tumim is in that same category of absolute necessity. And from the perspective of the Shechina, first comes the necessity of being Mashlim Divrehem, that it has to be, that whatever the Urim V'tumim say is going to happen. And then we talk about the fact that it could be. That's Tumecha V'urecha. Since it says Tumecha V'urecha, it has to be Klapei Shechina. Because if it was klape man, if it was relating to man, it would say urecha v'tumecha. That's the chronological order that we understand. But since we're talking about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands it, so when we're in the context of tshuva for the Chet HaEgel and kapara, so we want to relate the Urim v'tumim to tshuva, so there's the hechreach ha-tshuva, the hechreach of giving the answer of the Urim v'tumim, and of it being the correct answer, that precedes the answer before the action. Therefore, it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because mebchinat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's first the hechreach of the mashlim in Devrehem, and then there's the possibility of it telling you what to do. So the connection is the einam chozrim reikam. That just like tshuva zeinu chozer reikam, so to the Urim v'tumim, and since we're in the context of tshuva from the Chet HaEgel, and the mail of Aaron HaKohen and Shevet Levi, we talk about dafka the Urim v'tumim, and dafka tumecha v'urecha, first the tumim, then the Urim. Hafle v'fele, we should all be zocha lilmo v'lelamed lishma v'las, so l'kaim is called Dibre Salma Tarvasa v'yahava, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved.